How much talking do you do on an average day? And how much listening? I mean, true listening. The sort when you focus more on what another person is saying and less on what you're going to say next when they finally stop talking. If you're like me, the answer is not enough. It's like we treat conversation as a competitive sport. We think the person who makes the most compelling point is the winner. Truthfully, it even applies to our social media posts, doesn't it? How many of your posts are carefully crafted negative attacks rather than customized personal encouragements? Well, the theme of this meditation from James chapter 1 is being slower to speak and faster to listen to others, including your time listening in prayer, learning to listen to God. So to begin your meditation, find a place of silence if you can, a spot to listen as you settle into this moment of divine sanctuary. As your eyes begin to close without effort, center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding and listening to the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Proverbs chapter 10. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, let me be quick to hear and slow to speak. May God bless the reading of His word. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. So Lord, let me be quick to hear and slow to speak. And when there are many words, even offending someone is unavoidable. So Lord, let me be quick to hear and slow to speak. But he who controls his lips and keeps thoughtful silence is wise. So yes, Lord God, let me be quick to hear and slow to speak. Continue to listen for a moment longer. Listen and contemplate on the sounds of God's creation around you, listening for their substance. Do you ever find yourself being distracted by the noise of the world? And if not the world, note the noise of your mind. Which is most distracting? Be honest with your answer. He already knows. And is it a winning battle? Or does the pandemonium of your life leak into the divine quiet that you seek? Note how you spend most of your waking time, bombarded by the frenetic racket, or listening for God in quiet peace. Take a moment now to note the noise. Feel no judgment. Feel no condemnation. Just listen. Note how you feel after reading a passage of Scripture and immediately forgetting what you read, or hearing a sermon without listening to a word. Take several moments to note the noise of your life. Don't push it away. Just hear it and listen to it for a moment. don't stop. All things were created by him and for him, all things including the pandemonium and frenetic racket in your ears and mind. As you hear the noise, take note and center on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths. Center on your breathing. Hear your breathing. Listen for what you hear as you breathe. As you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. You may still hear the noise of the world. You may still find yourself listening to the noise in your mind, and that's fine. But don't focus on the distractions. Let them pass as you stay centered on your breathing. Allow the noise you hear from the world drift away now, easily. Permit any false noise you hear to be a gentle reminder to center back on your breathing. Breathing as you listen for the truth of God. Continue as you center on listening for God through His Word now, in this the first of three scripture readings. This is a letter from James, the brother of Jesus. As the head of the early Jerusalem church, James did a lot of listening. So imagine this passage as a personal note to you from James through the Holy Spirit. As you listen to James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20 from the New King James Version. So then, my beloved friend, I know it's tempting otherwise. Believe me, I know. But remember, to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for your wrath and anger towards others does not produce the righteousness of God that you seek. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Listen to what you become aware of now. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. What did you notice this time? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on the word or idea or image where your mind comes to rest. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation to be a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I am weak in this area, but please grant me the strength to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. My own human anger does not produce the righteousness that you desire from me. I pray and plead for this in the name of your Son, our Lord, and my Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, simply hear the noise of the world. Focus to hear every bird chirp. Hear the traffic, the creaks and the groans of your house. Hear it all and contemplate on listening for their meaning. Hear the sounds of God's creation and listen for their purpose. Listen for the significance of what you hear. Listen now to this wider passage by submitting entirely to God and simply enjoy His presence. Listen a third time now from the New International Version. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you encounter in this reading? What did you enjoy? We'll reflect on your experience with this passage for another moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, continue hearing the world around you, but listen for what God is telling you from what you hear. Let this minute be a time of contemplative listening, concentrating on processing the meaning of what you hear from God. As your mind wanders, return once again to your breathing and whispering for God to help you listen and heed His words. Stay here for a while longer, dwelling with God, breathing, hearing, and listening, and silently think your centering prayer, Lord, let me be quick to hear and slow to speak. As you rest, be mindful of moments you can pause to listen today, moments to listen to what you hear, to listen to what you hear from God. Be mindful, too, of others you encounter on your path that may be hearing without listening. How can you help another encounter God by listening to the sounds of His words, by listening to His creation? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the soft whispers of the morning or the echoes of the evening, listen with great anticipation for the sounds of heaven, for it will be then and there you will encounter the very presence of God. So now with your eyes closed, let me pray this closing benediction and blessing over you to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For your wrath towards others does not produce the righteousness of God that you seek. May you know the peace of Christ, the silent guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the righteousness of God now and forever. Amen.